Spirit work in them, Lord dear Jesus, in their hearts and mind. And for those who are new to the faith, to understand, receive the truth of your word and encounter you. Thank you, Father. And all this we pray in Christ's most precious name. Amen. Let's remain standing for the word of the Lord. Today's scripture is taken from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13 to 18. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. For it's better if it's God's will to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in body, but made alive in the spirit. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let's invite Pastor Selvan for the message and Daniel for the translation.
Let's start with an opening prayer.
亲爱的主, 我们恭敬地将今天的正道交托在神的手中。
Heavenly Father, we put today's sermon into your hands.
求你赐给我们恩典, 使我们能够明白你的话语。
May your grace come upon us through your word.
使我们能够, 不光知道你的话语, 也能够活出你的话语。
So that not only will we know your word, but to live it out.
奉耶稣基督的圣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天的题目是福音备战。
So today's topic is on preparing to fight for the gospel.
经文取自彼得前书3章13至18节。
And the passage comes from 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 13 to 18.
这段经文是在一个张力的情况下写成的。
So this passage was written during a period of tension.
彼得写信给当时在小亚细亚的教会。
So Peter was writing this letter to the churches of Asia Minor.
那些信徒面对逼迫 和社会的排斥，甚至生存的威胁。
And so the believers then they were facing persecution, social prejudice, and even threats to their lives.
他们面对共同的问题是行善反而受苦，信主则要面对毁谤。
And so the common problem they were all facing was that they did good, but they suffered. They believed in God, yet they had to face slander.
我们所处的世代虽然形式不同，但是内涵却十分相似。
So in the times that we live in now, although the form is different, yet the essence of the problems we are facing is similar.
在学校，年轻的基督徒可能因为坚持圣经的价值观被同学们讥笑为落伍。
So in school, young Christians might be mocked as outdated for upholding biblical values.
在职场，有人会因为拒绝参加一些不道德的行为或拜偶像而被边缘化。
So at the workplace, some people might be marginalized because they reject participating in unethical activities or idol worship.
在社会，有人因为信仰立场被贴上负面的标签。
And so in society, some people are labeled negatively because of their religious stance.
就在前几天，美国知名的基督徒演讲者查理·科克在一次校园活动中遭遇了暴力袭击。
And so just a few days ago, Charlie Kirk, who is a famous Christian speaker in America, was attacked in campus.
这件事情震动了全美。
And so this news shook the whole nation.
他成为攻击的目标，与他公开持守并传播基督教的信仰价值观有密切的相关。
And so because he was because of his open profession of Christianity and his value system, he became a target for violence.
这就让我们不得不问，在一个对基督徒的价值观越来越不友善的环境下，我们每一个信徒当如何备战？
So how can we prepare ourselves, especially in such an environment that is increasingly hostile towards Christian values?
当然，这里的备战不是政治斗争，也不是刀光剑影，而是为福音备战。And
so this fight that we are referring to here is not a political war or a flashy sword fight, but it's actually fighting for the gospel.
而备战的核心不是要击败问问题的人，是要赢得他们的心归向基督。And
so this fighting is not to defeat those who question us, but instead to win and turn their hearts towards Christ.
在提到福音备战的时候，我们来看一个很重要的原因。
And so we need to look at the reason for why we need to fight.
首先，我们凭什么能不害怕？
And so the first one is how can we be unafraid?
它是我们的底气。
And so he, what is our, where does our confidence come from?
彼得前书三章十三至十四节。
So verses 13 to 14, who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened.
当我们听到备战这个词的时候，可能心里会紧张。
So we might feel nervous when we see this phrase, prepare to fight.
感觉好像去打仗。
And you feel like you are going to war.
但彼得他非常的有智慧。
And but Peter is very wise.
他首先不是告诉我们敌人有多么的厉害。
He did not tell us how powerful the enemy is.
或者我们遇到的困难有多么的大。
Or how big our problem is.
而是告诉我们我们自己是谁，我们拥有什么。
But instead, he tells us who we are and what we have.
也就是说，我们的底气是什么
？And so, what is our confidence?
他首先在我们的心里建造了一个坚固的避风港或者是安全屋。
So he has built this fortified safe house or shelter in our hearts.
这样，无论外面的风雨多大，我们的心里是安稳的。
So no matter how stormy it is outside, our hearts inside will be safe.
这个内心的安全屋就是我们备战的底气。
And so this internal safe house becomes our confidence.
我们来看一下这个安全屋，它有三面的坚固的墙。
And so this safe house has three very fortified walls.
第一面墙，终极的平安，最坏的情况能坏到哪里去
？And so the first wall is ultimate peace. No matter how bad the situation can be, how bad can it be?
如果你们热心行善，有谁能害你们呢
？Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good?
热心行善的人，在现今的社会中可能。更容易被人利用。
So those who do good are easily taken advantage of in today's society.
甚至让人觉得你好欺负，或者是讨好型人格。
And you might even be seen as very easy to bully or are people pleasers.
但彼得整句话的意思就是让我们坚持热心行善。
But what Peter means here is for us to persevere in doing good.
你们如果热心行善，有谁能害你们呢
？Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good?
他指出一个核心的重点。
So he points out a very core point.
那就是世界所能带来的伤害是有限度的。
Which is that the harm that the world can bring to you is limited.
说直白点，世界能拿我们怎么样
？So what much can the world do to us?
我们可以这样想。
So we can think in this manner.
别人骂我们，能夺走我们心里的喜乐和平安吗？
So others can reprimand us, but can they take away the joy in our hearts?
别人可以欺负我们，但能决定我们是怎样的人吗
？Others can bully us, but can they determine what kind of person we are?
最极端的，别人甚至能伤害我们的身体，但他能伤害我们的灵魂吗
？So people can physically harm us, but can they harm our spirit?
他能把我们从神的爱里面推开吗
？Can they separate us from God's love?
答案是不能。
They cannot.
因为基督已经胜了这个世界，也胜过了死亡。
Because Jesus has overcome the world and has also overcome death.
所以，当我们热心行善的时候，我们其实已经站在了神应许的胜利的这一边，我们已经胜了。
So when we do good, we're actually standing on the side of God's victorious promise. We're actually victorious.
世界能做什么？最多是外部的伤害。
So what the world can do at the very most is exterior harm.
但无论怎么样，都给我们带来，但都无法给我们带来终极的毁灭。
But ultimately, is unable to bring us ultimate destruction.
因为我们知道我们自己是谁，自己属于谁。
This is because we know who we are and who we belong to.
比如，我们可以想到早期教会的使徒。
So we can think of the early disciples.
在《使徒行传》当中，保罗和希拉因为传福音被殴打。
So in the book of Acts, Paul and Silas, they were beaten and imprisoned because of the gospel.
他们被关进内监，两个脚上也受上了木狗。
And so they were imprisoned and they were shackled.
这无疑是极重的害。
And this is a huge harm.
然而，在夜半时分，他们在做什么
？But what did they do instead?
他们在祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
They were praying and they sang praises to God.
他们身体被囚，灵魂却无比自由。
So although they were physically bound, their souls were free.
他们正经历痛苦，内心却充满属天的平安。
Although they were experiencing physical pain, their hearts were filled with peace.
这种超越环境的平安让地震动。
And so this peace shook the whole earth.
监门打开，甚至最后狱卒全家信主。
And the prison doors were open, even the jailer's family were saved.
他们的见证正是世界能伤害我的身体，却不能害我与神同在的灵魂。
And so this and their testimony is such that the world may harm my body, but it cannot harm my spirit that is with God.
因为我有终极的平安。
Because I have the ultimate peace.
而这个平安是从神而来的。
And this peace comes from God.
马太福音十章二十八节说：“那杀身体却不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们，倒要怕那位把我们的灵魂和身体都投入地狱里的。”
And so in Matthew chapter 10 verse 28, do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell.
这个世界不能夺去我们的灵魂。
So this world cannot take away our soul.
所以我们也不需要惧怕它。
And so we do not need to fear it.
有了第一面墙，我们就不至于被恐惧打倒。
And so with this first wall, we are not easily beaten down by fear.
看完第一面墙，我们来看第二面墙。
And so let's look at the second wall.
颠倒的福气，连苦难都能被神翻转。
So the second wall is reverse fortunes. Even sufferings can be reversed into blessings by God.
就算你们要为义受苦，也是有福的。
But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed.
这更是颠倒我们、颠覆我们常识的一句话。
And so this subverts a sentence that we know very well.
世界的逻辑是享福是福，受苦是祸。
And so the logic of the world is to enjoy is a blessing and to suffer is a curse.
这就是人为什么想尽一切办法要得到权力、得到金钱、得到地位。
And so this is why people try their hardest to get money and to get power.
因为你得到越多，你就越享福吗
？Because the more you have, the more blessed you are.
但神的逻辑不一样啊。
But God's logic is different.
为什么为义受苦还算有福呢
？How can it be a blessing when we suffer for what is right？
因为这福气是身份的认证。
Because this blessing is a confirmation of our identity.
我们为什么会因为做好事、坚持真理而受苦？
Why do you suffer because you do good and insist on the truth?
因为这证明我们跟这个世界不一样。
Because this proves that you are different from the world.
我们属于另外一个国度。
And that is you belong to another kingdom.
我们的价值观跟这个世界的价值观本来就是冲突的。
Our value system is in conflict with that of the world.
这种冲突带来的苦难，恰恰是我们属神儿女的一种身份认证。
And so this brings about suffering, and this happens to be the certification of your identity as God's child.
主耶稣说过，如果世人恨你们，你们要知道，他们在恨你们以先，已经恨我了。
And so Jesus mentioned in John chapter 15 verse 18, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first.
这福气是永恒的投资。
And so this blessing is an eternal investment.
零后四章十七节说，因为我们短暂轻微的患难，是要为我们成就极大无比永远的荣耀。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17 says, For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
神不会浪费我们每一次的委屈和眼泪。
So God does not waste every difficult moment or our tears.
如果我们传福音，让人拒绝我们。
When we spread the gospel and people reject us.
如果我们在公司当中，因为做正确的事情，让同事排斥我们。
When we are ostracized because we do the right thing in the company.
神都纪念。
And God remembers all of these.
我们是为他所受的苦。
So all of this we suffer for him.
在永恒里面会转化为巨大的荣耀。
And eternity this will be transformed into great glory.
著名的布道家斯布珍曾经深受抑郁症的影响。
And so famous evangelist Spurgeon he had depression.
他的身体也常受病痛的折磨。
And he was also often in physical pain.
然后敌人仇敌用各种各样的方式来攻击他的肉体和他的心灵。
And so the enemy often attacks him physically and spiritually.
他曾说，我信主以来所流的眼泪，若装起来，恐怕能成一个小湖啊。
He once said that the tears that I've shed since knowing God, if I were to collect them, would form a small lake.
也就是说，他常常在上帝面前流泪祷告。
And so he often cries before God and pray.
但他同样也见证说，我的苦难，教士教给我的远比我的平安日子要多。
But he also testifies that whatever I've learned from suffering is much more than my days of peace.
他在极大的痛苦下写下的讲章和灵修的作品《倾城甘露》，至今仍在滋养全球的无数信徒。
Even though he was in a lot of pain, he had written countless devotional materials and to help the believers even up to today.
因为他的苦难使他有深度。
Because his
苦难让他的生命有深度。
Also, his suffering made his life have depth.
在这样一个苦难当中，他深深的遇见了神。
And through his suffering, he has met God.
他就可以写出这样优秀的灵修作品。
And so he was able to write all this devotional material.
神没有拿走他一切的苦难。
So God did not take away all his suffering.
确实，这苦难成为祝福的管道。
But instead turned them into blessings.
不仅成就他个人生命的深度。
Not only depth in his own life.
也成就了极重无比、延续百年的属灵的影响力。
But to continue to influence people for hundreds of years.
这就是为义受苦的福气。
And this is what we can.Gain if we were to suffer.
苦难本身不是福。
Suffering itself is not a blessing.
但神却把它结出了荣耀的果子。
But God can turn it into glory.
所以第二面墙告诉我们，敌人用来攻击我们的武器苦难，神却能把它变成我们荣耀的胸章和永恒的奖赏。
So this second wall tells us that the enemy will use suffering to attack us, but God is able to transform it into a man of glory, and we are rewarded in eternity.
这样我们就可以用个全新的角度去看待苦难。
And so this way we can see suffering from a new perspective.
我们来看第三面墙。
Let's look at the third wall.
真正的自由，你到底怕谁
The true freedom, who do you truly fear?
不要怕人的恐吓，也不要畏惧。
Do not fear their threats, do not be frightened.
恐惧是最大的一个枷锁。
So fear is the biggest shackle.
我们每个人心里都有或多或少的恐惧。
So all of us in our hearts, we all have fear.
我们不敢传福音，常常是因为怕。
So we do not dare to spread the gospel because of fear.
我们怕被拒绝。
We are afraid of rejection.
我们怕被嘲笑。
We are afraid of being mocked.
我们怕感觉自己不合群。
We are afraid of not being sociable.
恐惧是敌人最有效的武器之一。
So fear is one of the enemy's most effective weapons.
它让我们沉默。
It makes us mellow.
我们退缩。
We make us want to retreat.
最后选择妥协。
And we feel and we want to escape.
但神命令我们不要怕。
But God commands us to not be frightened.
如何才能不怕呢？
How can then we not be afraid?
我真的怕呀。
But I'm really afraid.
秘诀在于我们恐惧的对象到底是谁。
So the secret lies in the object of our fear.
彼得引用了旧约以赛亚书的一句经文。
So Peter uses a verse that comes from Isaiah.
当时犹大国面对亚兰和以色列联军的攻击。
So then the kingdom of Judah was faced with the joint forces of Aram and Israel.
百姓极其的恐慌。
And the people were immensely afraid.
因为大军压境呀。
Because there was a great army approaching.
神通过以赛亚告诉当时的犹大国。
And so through Isaiah, God told them.
以赛亚书八章十三节说：“你们要尊万军之耶和华为圣，他是你们当怕的，也是你们当畏惧的。”
And so in Isaiah chapter 8 verse 13, the Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy. He is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread.
彼得引用这段经文的主要意思是：只要心里尊基督为圣，以他为主。
And so Peter uses this essence of this verse in verse 15, but in your hearts revere Christ as Lord.
当我们尊基督为圣的时候，
So when we revere Christ as the highest,
为我们生命绝对的主宰的时候，
as the master of our life,
人对我们所能做的就变得很有限了。
What others can do to us become limited.
我们最怕的不再是人如何反对我们。
So what we fear most is no longer how people go against us,
嘲笑我们，
laugh at us,
逼迫我们，
or mock us.
而我们最怕得罪神，怕不尊基督为圣。
But instead, we fear offending God and not revering Him.
什么意思？
So what does this mean?
不是让我们不再害怕，而是让我们怕对对象。
It does not mean that we are no longer afraid, but we actually fear the right target.
如果我们最怕的是人，人就会成为我们的主人。
And if we truly fear man, then it becomes our master.
他就会通过他们的情绪、言语、行为来控制我们。
And through their emotions and actions, he will control us.
但如果我们心里尊基督为圣，
so, but when we revere Christ as Lord,
敬畏神才是至高无上的主，
and we see Him as the highest in our hearts,
那么人对我们的看法和威胁，那个重要性就急剧下降了。
Then the threats and the views of other people will go down in priority.
好比一个士兵，
so just like a soldier,
如果他最怕的是敌人，那么他很可能会临阵脱逃。
If he fears the enemy, then he will desert.
如果他敬畏信靠着他背后强大的国家和元帅，他就会产生一种非凡的勇气。
But if he fears and trusts in the great country and general that leads and backs him, then he will be filled with extraordinary bravery.
他们就会为国而战，甚至不惜牺牲生命。
And then he will even sacrifice himself to fight for the country.
因此，这种对神的敬畏可以驱赶对人的恐惧。
And so this fear of the Lord can dispel our fear of other people.
给我们带来巨大的心灵的自由。
And bring us great spiritual freedom.
人能把我怎样？
So, what can people do to us?
这种自由是我们能够坦然无惧的为福音做见证的前提。
And so this freedom allows us to testify for the gospel freely without fear.
这三面墙我们看到，我们要把从怕人的身上眼目转向可敬畏的神的身上。
And so this third wall helps us to shift from fearing men to fearing the Lord.
敬畏神就不怕人。
When you fear God, you do not fear man.
这才是真正的自由。
And that is true freedom.
来，我们现在来看一下这三个。这三堵墙。
Let's look at the three walls.
夺不走的平安。
The first one is peace that cannot be taken away.
反转为福气的苦难。The second wall.
Suffering that can be turned into blessing.
第三个，敬畏神而来的自由。
And true freedom that comes from fearing the Lord.
拥有了这三样，我们才能带着信心和盼望。
So only with this, then we can have faith and confidence.
而不是带着恐惧。
And not with fear.
去面对世界的挑战。
To face the challenges of the world.
那我们具体该怎么做呢？
So what can we do?
彼得给我们三步骤。
And so Peter gives us three steps.
第二个大点，备战的操练，我们当如何装备自己？
And so the second point, how can we arm ourselves through preparation?
彼得前书三章十五节到十六节 A。
chapter 3, verses 15 to 16a. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience.
彼得没有让我们躲在自己的安全屋里面不出来。
So Peter did not tell us to hide in a safe house forever.
而是鼓励我们带着底气去和那些问我们的人互动交流。
But to encourage us to have the confidence to interact and speak to those who question us.
而这个互动不是要去打一场口水战。
So this interaction is not telling us to go and debate with other people.
而是要打一场美好的生命的见证之战。
But to fight a good fight of testimony.
他给了三个清晰的步骤。
So he gave us three steps.
那么具体的操作，第一，定睛心神，让基督在我们心里作王。
So the first one is to focus your heart on God and to let Christ be king in your heart.
只要心里尊基督为圣，以他为主，这是所有行动的第一步。
So but in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. This is the first step of any action.
也是最关键的一步。
And this is the most critical.
他保证我们从安全屋里出去的时候，方向是对的，心态是稳的。
And it guarantees that when we step out of our safe house, the direction is correct and our hearts are stable.
尊基督为圣是什么意思啊
？So what does it mean to revere Christ as Lord?
就是把我们的心里把基督放在一个独一无二、神圣、重要的位置上。
Which means in our hearts we place Jesus as the only, the most holy, and the most important place.
在我们开口回答之前
，So before we answer.
我们心里要做祷告。
We need to make a simple prayer in our hearts.
主啊，此时此刻属于你，愿你来主导，愿你的名被荣耀。
Dear Lord, this moment belongs to you. May you guide and may your name be glorified.
就像士兵出发前最后确认一下谁是最高指挥官一样。
So just like a soldier who is setting out for war, they need to verify who is the highest in command.
如果我们心里中想的是我必须赢下这场辩论。
But if in your hearts you hold the attitude of I need to win this debate.
或者是我一定要让对方知道谁才是正确的。
Or I need to let the other person know who is correct.
那我们的动机就错了。
Then our motive is wrong.
结果肯定会充满火药味的对话。
And the outcome will not be pleasant.
但如果我们心里尊基督为主。
But when we revere Christ as Lord in our hearts.
我们的目标就变成了主啊，我希望能见证你，结果交给你。
Then our goal will change to Dear Lord, I hope to testify for you and I put the outcome in your hands.
所以下一次当我们与人交谈福音的时候
So the next time when you are about to speak the gospel to someone
甚至我不知道该说什么的时候
And you might be unsure of what to say
在心里面按下一个暂停键
You take a pause
默想这句话此时基督是我的主
And you think In this moment, Christ is my Lord
求主来掌权整个的对话的过程
May God be sovereign in this whole conversation.
这样一个简单的动作和祷告会改变整个的交流的整个的性质。
And so this simple act can change the course of the whole conversation.
第二个，准备好答案，你的生命要自然引发问题。
So the second one is to prepare your answer. Your life must naturally attract questions.
常常做好准备，去回答那些问你们为什么怀有盼望的人。
Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have.
请注意，这里的关键不是让你主动的去找人辩论，要赢他。
So please take note, the key here is not to find other people to debate with.
而是常常做好准备，等着别人来问你。
But instead, to always be prepared and to wait for other people to ask you.
那问题是别人为什么会来问你呀？
But why would people come to ask you?
一定是你的生命先引起了他们的好奇。
It must be because your life has attracted the curiosity of others.
如果我们的生命跟别人没有一样，不一模一样，别人不会来对你好奇来问你的。
If your life is a normal average like everyone else, nobody will be curious about your life.
但是当你面临困难的时候，却有不寻常的平静。
But when you are facing difficulty and have an abnormal sense of peace,
当你遭遇不公的时候，选择饶恕。
When you are faced with injustice, but you choose to forgive.
当你身边的人都焦虑不堪的时候，你却有一种笃定的盼望。
But when those around you are feeling anxiety, yet you have this sense of hope.
这些所谓反常的生命本身就是一个巨大的问号。
And so these abnormal attitudes are huge question marks.
别人就会忍不住问啊。
And so people will not help but ask.
你最近碰到这么大的事情，怎么还这么淡定
？You recently met such a huge situation, but why are you still so calm?
你最近都遇到很多不顺的事情，为什么还可以去教会去敬拜？
How can you still go to church to worship?
啊，所以常常做好准备。
So always be prepared to give an answer.
首先是指你的生活活出一个让人想问问题的生命。
So firstly, this means to live a life that makes other people want to question.
其次才是为什么可能来到的问题，就是做一些适当的准备。
So after that, then you make preparations to answer the questions that may follow.
两个很重要的。
So two very important points.
第一个，梳理你的故事。
So you need to make sure that your story is correct.
不需要高深的神学。
You do not need very deep theology.
但是你要想想，你认识耶稣前后整个生命的改变。
But you need to think about what kind of changes do I have after knowing Jesus.
把你的生命的经历讲出来。
You can share your life experience.
这就是最有力的见证。
And this is the best testimony.
如果你是一个真正得救重生的基督徒，你是有见证的。
And if you are a Christian who truly have a new life, then you have testimony.
而且你需要把你的见证常常的记在心里面。
And you need to know your testimony in your heart.
当别人问你的时候，就随时的去分享。
And when people ask you, you can share freely.
第二个
，The second one，
知道核心信息。
Know the core message of the gospel.
那就是简单的能够讲清楚什么是福音。
That is to be able to simply explain what the gospel is.
就是我们犯罪。
We are sinners.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
耶稣为我们的罪而死。
And Jesus has died for our sins.
复活。
And resurrected.
凡信他的人就有新生命和永恒的盼望。
And all who believe in him will gain new life and eternal hope.
这是最简单的福音的信息。
And this is the most simple message.
但是每一个基督徒都必须要会。
And every Christian must know.
这是必须的。
This is a must.
当我们掌握了这两点之后。
So when we have a good grasp on these two points.
我们看第三点，掌握好态度。
Which brings us to the third one, which is to have the right attitude.
用温柔敬畏来表达真理。
And that is to express the truth with great gentleness and respect.
但要用温柔敬畏的心回答，当存无愧的良心。
But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience.
这是最重要的。
So this is very important.
却也是常常我们忽略的一环。
And yet it's the most easily overlooked.
真理的内容很重要。
So the content of the truth is very important.
但传递真理的态度也很重要。
But the attitude you have when you communicate the truth is equally important.
错误的态度就像把珍贵的礼物粗暴的扔给对方。
So if you have a wrong attitude, it means you are presenting the gift wrongly to the person.
人家不但不会感激，反而会反感。
Not only people will not be grateful, but they will be feeling disgusted.
就像在圣诞节，你的朋友本来给你预备一个很美的，忽然丢给你，你会开心吗
？So would you be happy if during Christmas someone were to give you a very beautiful gift, but they give you very slipshodly?
所以温柔的心。
So firstly, you need to have a gentle heart.
它不是软弱，而是力量受控。
This is not a weakness, but instead you controlling your strength.
像主耶稣一样。
So like Jesus.
他有权柄斥责风浪。
He had the authority to rebuke the waves and the storm.
他有权柄医治赶鬼。
He had the authority to heal and to chase away demons.
但是他却温柔地对待罪人、软弱的和病人。
Yet he was gentle towards sinners and the sick.
温柔意味着尊重对方。
So being gentle shows that we respect who we talk to.
即使他们的话很刺耳。
Even though sometimes their words might be very piercing.
即使他们的观点和价值观跟我们不一样。
Even though their perspective and their value system might be different.
我们的目标是赢得一个人的灵魂。
Our goal is to win this person over.
而不是赢得一场辩论。
And not to win the debate.
第二，敬畏的心。
The second one is to have a respectful heart.
这里不是怕对方，而是要敬畏神。
This is not telling us to be afraid of the other person, but to fear the Lord.
我们心里想着神啊，我现在代表你在说话，我的一言一行求你来鉴察。
So we need to think, God, right now I'm representing you, and may you inspect every word that I speak.
有了对神的敬畏，我们就不会胡说八道。
With a fear of the Lord, we will not anyhow spout nonsense.
我们也不会胡言乱语。
Nor will we say things that are not right.
也不会看人的脸色。
Nor will we be at the mercy of other people's emotions.
第三，无愧的良心。
The third one is to have a clear conscience.
这是我们道德的底气。
So this is our moral foundation.
如果我们的生活一团糟糕。
If our lives are messy.
满口谎言
and we are full of lies.
那我们讲再多的真理也没有力量。
Then there will be no much power, no matter how much truth we speak.
因为当我们跟一个人接触一段时间以后
so, because when we interact with some people after a certain period of time,
或多或少对这个人有个大致的判断。
You have a judgment of what this person is like.
如果我们的生命很没有见证，让人很讨厌。
If our life has no testimony and people actually do not like us.
你邀请他来教会，他说：“哦，我才不相信你的神啊，我也不想相信，不想跟你一样。”
Do you not want to be like you or know the God you serve?
所以，一个清洁的行为很重要。
So a clean life is very important.
让别人在攻击我们的时候找不到真实的把柄。
So that when people attack us, they don't have any real hold over us.
所以，备战的操练可以简化为一个三步流程。
And so what we need to practice can be distilled into three easy steps.
对内。
Firstly, internally.
先定种心神，基督是我的主。
We need to focus our heart on God. Christ is Lord.
也就是要祷告先。
And we need to pray first.
对外活出引发问题的生命，并准备好简单的分享。
And so externally, we need to live our life that attracts questions and be ready to share.
包括我的故事以及福音的核心。
And which is my story and the core message of the gospel.
第三，整个的全程。
And thirdly, throughout this whole process,
用温柔敬畏的态度和清洁的生活来见证。
Which is to have an attitude of gentleness and respect and a life of clear conscience to witness for the Lord.
目的是赢得人而非赢得辩论。
And the goal is to win people and not to win the debate.
这样我们就不会带着恐惧去迎战。
And this way we will not face the battle with fear.
而是带着爱和确据。
But to bring love and evidence.
去进行一场温暖的生命的交流。
And to engage in a warm interaction that is full of life.
第三。
Thirdly,
彼得提到了备战，当我们这样做的果效是什么？见证所带来的影响力。
And so Peter mentions what is the outcome of us preparing, which is the influence that your testimony can bring.
彼得前书三章十六 b 十八节。
And so in verses 16b to 18, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander, for it is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God.He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit.
当我们靠着神赐的底气，
When we depend on the confidence provided by God,
并用基督的方式去生活，
And we lead a Christ-like life,
去分享的时候，
And we share about it,
会发生什么呢？
What will happen?
彼得告诉我们，这绝对不是徒劳的。
So Peter tells us that this is not in vain.
你的生命就像一个石子投入了水中。
So your life will be like a stone thrown into the water.
会产生一连串的美丽的涟漪效应。
It will create a very beautiful ripple effect.
这个效应会一直扩散，
and this effect will continuously expand,
直到永恒，
into eternity.
我们来看涟漪，第一圈的涟漪，让误解和毁谤不攻自破。
And let's look at the first ripple, which is where malice and accusations will collapse upon themselves.
使那些诬赖你们这在基督里有好品行的人，在毁谤你们的事上蒙羞。
So that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander.
这句经文听上去好像有点争强好胜。
So this verse might sound competitive.
但它的核心不是我们主动去羞辱谁。
But at its core, it does not mean for us to intentionally humiliate others.
而是你美好的生命的本身就是最有力的反驳。
So, but to use our life as the best counter.
想象一个场景。
So you think of a scenario.
有人在背后说这个人小气，说你小气，说你自私。
So they will say that, oh, you are petty, you are selfish.
但周围所有认识你的人都知道你慷慨大方。
But those around you actually know that you are actually very generous.
你很乐于助人。
And that you like to help other people.
那么这个诽谤你的人在大家心目中的信誉就会降低。
And so everyone's trust in the slanderer will decrease.
他反而蒙羞了。
And he's instead shamed.
不是因为你骂赢了他。
Not because you scold him and you won.
而是你的好行为让他的谎言显得荒唐。
But because your actions and your personality makes his lies look ridiculous.
这就是我们的备战带来的第一个果效。
And this is the first outcome that comes from preparing.
你的温柔、清洁、坚韧，一切美好的品格会成为一个道德的灯塔。
Your gentleness, cleanliness, and perseverance will become a moral lighthouse.
当世界污秽想要试图抹黑你的时候，反而被你生命的亮光映照的丑陋。
So when the world attempts to blemish you, its ugliness will instead be illuminated by the light in your life.
那么这样呢，可能会带来两种结果。
So this will bring out two results.
第一个，让那些诽谤者醒悟过来。
So the slanderer might realize their mistake.
或者第二个就是让他们退缩了。
Or they will just retreat.
但无论如何，真理和善良因为你的生命而得到了辩护。
Regardless, when your life defends the truth and kindness.
旁观的人就会思想你的信仰和你的神。
Then those people watching from the side, they will start to think and reflect upon your life.
第二个涟漪也是最核心的涟漪。
The second ripple, which is also the most important one.
你的故事最终要指向基督的故事。
Your story will point towards Jesus' story.
如果神的旨意是要你们受苦，那么为行善受苦总比为行恶受苦好，因为基督也曾一次为你们的罪死了，就是义的代替不义的，为要领你们到神面前。
For it is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God.
这是整个福音备战的最高潮，也是最终的答案。
And so this is the height of preparing to fight for the gospel, and also the ultimate answer.
彼得把我们的视线从我们自己的得失引向了那位最伟大的为义受苦者耶稣基督。
So Peter turns our sight from our loss into the greatest one who has suffered for the righteous and unrighteous, who is Jesus.
我们的受苦是见证性的。
Our suffering can testify.
我们的受苦是我们选择行善，坚持真理。
We suffer because we choose to do good and uphold the truth.
是为了见证基督。
And this is to testify for Jesus.
当然，这见证本身就是强而有力的。
And this testimony itself is already very powerful.
但是
，But
基督的受苦是救赎性的。
Jesus' suffering can bring salvation.
他的受苦是独一无二的。
His suffering is one and only.
我们是不义的。
We are unrighteous.
偶尔为义受苦是偶尔。
And occasionally we suffer.
而基督是义的。
But Jesus is righteous.
代替我们这些不义的受苦。
Yet he suffered for the unrighteous.
他受苦的目标无比清晰。
And so his purpose is very clear.
最终要把我们引到神的面前。
Which is to bring us to him.
使我们与神和好。
So that we can reconcile with him.
那这两者有什么关系呢？
So what's the relationship between these two?
我们的见证就像一个手指或者是一个路标。
So our testimony is like a finger or signage.
当别人被我们的善行所，受苦所吸引的时候
，When people see how we suffer for doing good，
我们就要温柔的指向基督。
Then we gently use our finger to point towards Jesus。
说我这点爱和忍耐不算什么。
So my love and perseverance is nothing。
你所看到的这点光芒，其实在反射了基督那更大牺牲的爱。
This little light that you see is but a reflection of Jesus' greatest sacrificial love。
他才是这爱的源头和终极的榜样。
He is the source of this love and the ultimate role model.
所以终极的备战果效不是要证明我这个人道德有多么的好。
So the ultimate outcome of preparing to fight is not to prove how good I am.
而是最终我们一切要显明基督有多好。
But to prove how good Christ is.
或许我们或许会受一些苦。
So in the process you might suffer a bit.
但正是这苦让我们有机会像一面镜子一样。
But this suffering gives us an opportunity to be like a mirror.
反射出基督为我们在十字架上所受的苦。
To reflect the suffering that Jesus has suffered for us on the cross.
从而把人引到神面前。
And to bring people to him.
所以今天的信息对我们每个人都是一个挑战。
So today's message is a challenge to all of us.
也是一个安慰。
But it's also a comfort.
挑战在于神呼召我们不要做沉默的基督徒。
So the challenge lies in God calling us not to be passive Christians,
而是要主动活出一个有备而来的生命。
But to actively live out a life that is well prepared.
安慰在于他给了我们，他没有让我们赤手空拳的去打仗。
The comfort comes from knowing that he did not send us to fight empty-handed.
他先给了我们打下了牢不可破的底气。
But instead he gave us an unshakable confidence.
就是我们心里要有一个安全屋。
Which is to have a safe house in our hearts.
又给了我们清晰的、可行的三个步骤。
And also give us three clear and actionable methods.
最后，它让我们看到这个生命的伟大的一个果效——涟漪所产生的影响。
And lastly, it shows us the ripple effect of what our life can have.
也许你会想，我做不到像彼得说的那样。
So you might think I might not be able to do like how Peter described.
是的，我们在传福音的时候真的会遇到很多的问题。
Yes, when we spread the gospel, we might face a lot of problems.
我们靠自己真的不可以。
We cannot do if we were to depend on ourselves.
但请记住，那位为我们受苦复活的基督同样活在我们的里面，透过圣灵加给我们力量。
But remember that the Christ that suffered for us and resurrected lives in us today and gives us strength through the Spirit.
所以我们不是靠我们自己啊。
So we do not depend on ourselves.
我们靠着那加给我们力量的，凡事都可以。
We depend on Christ who has given us strength, and we can do all things through Him.
所以今天我们弟兄姐妹，我们一起要开始学习操练。
And so today we need to start to practice.
在学校。
In school.
在职场。
In our workplace.
在你的家庭当中。
In our family.
开始操练。
To start to practice.
首先巩固你的安全屋。
First is to fortify your safe house.
每天提醒自己你在基督里的身份和福分是什么。
And remind yourself every day what your identity in Christ is.
练习三个步骤。
And you practice the three steps.
在遇到下一个人来好奇来询问的时候。
The next time someone questions you.
你可以试一下。
You can try.
心里尊基督为圣，先祷告。
To pray and to revere Christ as Lord.
然后分享你的故事。
And then you share your story.
但是全程保持温柔。
And throughout the whole process, you remain gentle.
最后我们所要做的就是不求赢得争论，只求像路标一样把人带到基督那里。
Lastly, you don't seek to win the debate, but to be signage and to point people to Jesus.
当我们这样的时候，我们的生命就会带来改变的力量。
When we do all this, then our life can bring change.
这样子的话就会影响你周围的家庭、职场、社区。
And so we will be able to affect our family, our workplace, and our community.
最后，我们一起打这美好的福音的备战。
So may we come together and to win this fight for the gospel.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
慈爱的天父
，Loving Father，
感谢你。
We thank you.
你爱我们。
For you love us first.
并在基督里给我们奠定了永不动摇的根基。
And you have given us a strong, unshakable foundation in Christ.
主耶稣，求你帮助我们。
Dear Jesus, may you help us.
天天尊你为圣。
To revere you daily.
让你在我们生命中居首位。
So that you are in the first place in our hearts.
圣灵啊。
Dear Spirit.
求你赐给我们智慧和温柔的心。
May you grant us wisdom and a heart of gentleness.
并清洁的生活。
And live a life of cleanliness.
使我们能随时做好准备。
So that we can be ready at any time.
用生命和言语为那在我们里面的盼望做出美好的见证。
And to live out a good testimony through our lives and words.
愿我们的点点滴滴。
May all our actions and words.